Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your host, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all again for tuning in to the Rap Soul Podcast. This is a music podcast where we have discussions about hip-hop, R&B, rap, and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. For those of you watching on YouTube, thank you for watching. I appreciate the love. Check it out. On this episode, what we're going to talk about is the golden era of hip hop. Now, let me start by saying the toughest thing for some is to define what period of time actually equates to the golden era of hip hop. Because there are some who will simply tell you that the golden era is from the late 70s into the mid 80s. Personally, I don't think that's the golden era of hip hop. I think that's the beginning era of hip hop. In my opinion, and this opinion is shared by a lot of folks in hip hop, the golden era of hip hop goes from 1986 to 1996. Again, it's up for debate. I'm not here to debate it, but you can tell me when you think the golden era of hip hop was. That being said, what I want to talk about is the albums that came out during that particular time. If you were around, or even more importantly, if you were outside, then you will definitely understand where I'm coming from. Now, there are some of you who are going to listen to this episode, or maybe even see this episode on YouTube, and you weren't there. Listen, I'm all for hearing someone's opinion about what they think the golden era was. But I'll be honest, if you weren't there, it's really, really hard for you to make a case that the golden era happened after 1999, because I will tell you something, it didn't. Now, there's very few times where I will kind of throw my hip hop weight around, and this is one of them. If you think that the golden era started sometime in the 2000s, simply put, you need to go stand on the sidelines. This ain't your conversation, kid. I'm sorry. This one is for the OGs. This one is for the old heads, the unks, whatever you want to call us. We'll be that. What we are is, we are what you called seasoned in hip hop. And so I can't really vibe with the idea that the golden era was any time past that time. Now, if you say it was 79 to 85, that's cool. If you say it was from 87 to 97, that's cool with me too. But anything past 1999, it's not the golden era. I'm sorry, you need to go stand in the corner. With that being said, let me just run down some. Again, I preface this by saying the word some albums that came out in the golden era. Let's start with 1986. One of my favorites from that particular year, Licensed to Ill by the Beastie Boys. One of my favorite things to talk about this album was I literally purchased this album after hearing one song, and not that it mattered, but I had no idea when I bought the album that the Beastie Boys were white because there was no video. And keep in mind, folks, it's 86. There's no such thing as the internet, right? And I was young, so I didn't know. And it wasn't until I think I saw a video, or maybe once I got the album, I kind of figured it out. But yeah, I thought they were black. We didn't have a lot of white acts back then in hip hop. Then we moved to 1987. And again, these albums are in no particular order. Down by Law, MC Shan. Paid in Full, Eric B. and Rakim. Criminal Minded, Boogie Down Productions. Yo Bum Rush the Show, Public Enemy. Big and Deffer, LL Cool J, or Bad, if you will. How You Like Me Now, Cool Mo D. Born to Mac, Too Short. Dana Dane with Fame, Dana Dane. Ron Pays, Ice-T. And Living Large, Heavy D and the Boys. I mentioned two of the all-time greats, in my opinion, Paid in Full and Boogie Down Productions, Criminal Minded. You could make a case that those are in the top three. I don't go back and forth about where people rank these albums, but to me, Paid in Full is probably the greatest album in hip hop history. Then we move to 1988. Now, if you've been following me, you know how I feel about this year. 1988, in my opinion, is the greatest year in hip hop. And there'll be more podcast episodes about the music that came out in 1988. I'm going to run down just a few of the genre changing hip hop albums from that particular year. It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, Public Enemy. Straight Outta Compton, N.W.A. The Great Adventures of Slick Rick, Slick Rick. By All Means Necessary, BDP, Boogie Down Productions. Critical Beatdown, Ultra Magnetic MCs. 3 Feet High and Rising, De La Soul. Strictly Business, Eric and Parrish, Making Dollars, EPMD. Long Live the Kane, Big Daddy Kane. Easy Does It, Eazy-E. Going Off, Biz Markie. Follow the Leader, Eric B. and Rakim. Power, Ice-T. Light as a Rock, MC Light. Tougher Than Leather, Run DMC. He's the DJ, I'm the Rapper, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Again, that's just a few. I'm not even scratching the surface on what came out in 88. But I will put that year against any year of any era of hip hop. 88's the best. Then we move on to 1989. The Youngest in Charge, Special Ed. All Hail the Queen, Queen Latifah. The Boy Genius, Kwame. Walking with a Panther, LL Cool J. As Nasty as They Wanna Be, 2 Live Crew. Original Styling, 3 Times Dope. Grip It, On the Other Level, Ghetto Boys. Road to Riches, Cool G Rap and DJ Polo. Unfinished Business, EPMD. Ghetto Music, The Blueprint of Hip Hop, Boogie Down Productions. No One Can Do It Better, The DOC. It's a Big Daddy Thing, Big Daddy Kane. Another great year. The one that stands out to me right now is As Nasty as They Want to Be, as for some reason they've taken it down off of streaming. As many of you know, I did a album review on that album a couple of months ago, and the most common comment that I've gotten for those who tapped into that particular episode is that they can't find the album anywhere on streaming. So for whatever reason, it's been taken down, but still a crazy and wild album, Wild Times in 89. Then we move to 1990. America C-C-C's Most Wanted, Ice Cube. All For One, Brand Nubian. Wanted Dead or Alive, Cool G Rap and DJ Polo. Mama Said Knock You Out, LL Cool J. Let the Rhythm Hit Him, Eric B. and Rakim. People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhythm, A Tribe Called Quest. Man, listen. There are a couple of 5 mic albums in that batch that I just read off, which is wild. Very, very solid. Then we move to 1991. Special year for me because I graduated from high school that year. 1991, The Low-End Theory, A Tribe Called Quest. Breaking Atoms, Main Source. Death Certificate, Ice Cube. De La Soul is Dead, De La Soul. We Can't Be Stopped, The Ghetto Boys. To the East, Blackwoods, X-Clan, Niggas for Life, N.W.A. Another solid year. I mean, listen, hip-hop is changing at this point. You can tell by some of the titles and some of the groups that I'm mentioning is changing, and it's going from being very Afrocentric, excuse me, to a little bit more rougher. Then we move to 1992, The Bizarre Ride, The Far Side, Step Into the Arena, Gangstar, Mecca and the Soul Brother, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Don't Sweat the Technique, Eric B and Rakim. Listen, for me, and I want to say the one that I left off that I just thought about was 92. The end of 92 was The Chronic, Dr. Dre. So I can't forget about that one. Listen, that album changed everything. As far as hip hop was concerned, as far as gangster rap was concerned, you'd be hard pressed to find any list that doesn't mention The Chronic as one of the better albums from that particular year. Then we move to 1993, a very pivotal year in hip hop. Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, Wu-Tang, Midnight Marauders, A Tribe Called Quest, Doggy Style, Snoop Doggy. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast. Hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul Podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to the soulful melodies, we bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. Dog, Enter the Stage, Black Moon, 93 Till Infinity, Souls of Mischief, Coming Out Hard, 8-Ball and MJG. Man, listen, I was in college at South Carolina State University at the time. Every album that I named got so much play in my dorm room and in my car. It was ridiculous. You literally couldn't go anywhere without hearing Coming Out Hard from 8-Ball and MJG. A Tribe Called Quest's Midnight Marauder is my favorite album. One of my favorite albums of all time. Definitely my favorite from Tribe. So it was an incredible year. Then we moved to 1994. Illmatic, Nas. Southern Playalistic, Cadillac Music, Outkast. The Main Ingredient, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. The Most Beautifulest Thing in This World, Keith Murray. Do You Want More, The Roots. The Diary, Scarface. And Ready to Die, The Notorious B.I.G. Listen, there are a lot of people who make the case that 1994 is the best year in hip-hop. And listen, they have a very strong argument. They have a very strong argument. Nas is Illmatic and Southern Playalist and Cadillac Music, if I'm not mistaken, came out, you know, a couple of weeks apart from each other. I just remember playing those albums and playing them and playing them and playing them forever. My personal opinion, I think Illmatic is the greatest album that I've ever heard, the greatest hip hop album I've ever heard. Then we move to 1995. Me Against the World, Tupac Shakur. Only Built for Cuban Links, The Purple Tape, Raekwon the Chef. The Infamous, Mobb Deep. Return to the 36 Chambers, The Dirty Version, Old Dirty Bastard. Lab Cab in California, The Far Side. Do or Die, AZ. 1980, excuse me, East 1999 Eternal, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Soul Food, Goody Mob. That year was incredible. That year is right up there with 94. We're going to have another episode, a podcast episode. We're talking about those albums, because those albums actually turned 30 years old this year, which is crazy, because honestly, for me, it feels like the albums just came out yesterday. I still, maybe with the exception of Bone, I still play all of these albums. Goody Mob Soul Food is phenomenal. The Purple Tape, hey man, what can I say? And Me Against the World is my favorite Pac album. Then we move to the last year, in my opinion, of the golden era, which is 1996. You got All Eyes on Me, the double CD from Tupac. Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z. Don Caluminati, The 7-Day Theory, Tupac, Machiavelli. It Was Written, Nas. Illadelph Half-Life, The Roots. And Muddy Waters, Redman. That list of albums that I just read right there, again, to this day, I still play them to this day, and they are all incredible. Again, I don't want people to listen or watch this and say, oh, well, you forgot that. No, I didn't forget. Just for time, folks, because I literally could be here all day listing these albums. But what I wanted to do was just put this out here, because I think when I make a case for 86 to 96 being the golden era, I don't know that you could put together another 10-year period or 11-year period or 12-year period and say that that's the golden era that would top this. This era, I think, was incredible. One of the things that I love about this music is that it really exemplified the diversity as far as the artists and the music that we heard and how it looked, how it felt, how it sounded. You felt music in a, you felt hip hop particularly in a different way in 1996. But I'll be honest, it hit me the same in 96 as it did in 86. I was a hip hop junkie. One of the beautiful things about hip hop at that particular time was that you had to be invested in the music. What I mean by that is you had to pay for the music. You know, you couldn't just type it in on your phone and it popped up. You had to physically get in your car or catch the bus or catch the train. You had to drive or transport yourself somewhere to a record store or what have you, or a store that sold music, and you had to purchase the music with your money. And so if you were like me and you didn't really have a lot of money at that time, sometimes you had to make decisions as to what music you were going to buy and what music you were going to leave on the shelf. And sometimes that was a difficult decision because you wanted more than probably you what you could afford. And but in doing that, you also knew that the music by and large was going to be good. Like, you know, some of us, we waited for the reviews for this from the Source magazine before we actually purchased our music. Others of us, we bought it sight unseen or heard just because we knew the artist or we liked the artist or we liked the album cover. So we were really, really heavily invested in whether or not the music was actually good or not. And I don't want you to get it twisted. There were times where we purchased music and it wasn't as good as we probably wanted it to be. And we felt like we wasted our money and our time. But that didn't happen a lot during the golden era. I'll be honest. At least it didn't happen to me. Most of the music that I bought was really, really dope. And most of the music that I bought during this period of time, I still listen to. Like, I can honestly say every album that I named, maybe with the exception of the Bone Thugs and Harmony album, I've heard that album within the last year. Don't Sweat the Technique. I don't listen to Don't Sweat the Technique. As big a fan as I am of Eric B and Rakim, I hate that album. It's just not that good. But every other album on this list I've heard within the last year. Some of these albums, like the ones from 96, 94, 88, I listen to these albums literally every month or every other month. The 96 albums, I probably, 94 albums, I probably listen to those albums, you know, a couple of times a month. Like, it's, and I have my favorites. Like, Illadelph Half-Life is one of my favorites from 96. Is it the best music from 96? No, it's not the best album, but it's my favorite album from 96. It's an incredible era. Another thing that made this era very special was the fact that the music was exclusive, like, and you had to get it. If you, in some cases, if you did not get the album the day that it came out or the week that it came out, there was a chance that you may have to wait. So imagine your favorite album comes out. Let's just say, and I saw this happen firsthand. It's 1993. Snoop Doggy Dogg comes out with the Doggy Style album. And literally, when you go to purchase the album, you go to the store. The night the album dropped on a Friday. I'll never forget it. The album dropped on a Friday. Went to the record store at midnight. Well, we got there probably about 11:30. It was already a line out. The record store was at the mall. So there was a line outside the mall. We cut the line, of course. But I know a lot of people that got the album that particular night, right? And then some got it the next day. Well, the album came out on Friday, but by Sunday, the album was sold out. Like, you couldn't find it nowhere. No record store, no Sam Goody, no Best Buy, nowhere, right? And people were upset because they wanted the Doggy Style album. This album sold like over 800,000 copies in like two or three days, right? It broke all kind of records. But imagine you wanting to get this album and you can't get it because it's gone. And then you call the record store, hey, when will you have the Doggy Style? Oh, we may have some copies in tomorrow. You have to call back. Hey, can you hold this album for me? No, we can't hold an album for you. That's exactly how it was. It was a wild time. Listen, there's very little that could compare to it. If you lived it, you know exactly what I mean. If you didn't live it, then that's cool too. But what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Before we get out of here, I wanted to present this to you because there's going to be more talk about some of these albums from the golden era. We're definitely going to talk about the albums from 1995 as these albums are turning 30 years old this year. But yeah, hit me up. I would love to hear your opinion, what you think about this episode and what you think about these albums. And tell me what you think as far as the golden era. If you don't get it from, if you don't think it's from 86 to 96, tell me what time frame that you think is the golden era. Again, if you say anything beyond 99, I'll entertain you, but I'm not listening to you. It is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. Thanks again for checking out this edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We drop new episodes every Monday. And starting this week, we will drop new episodes every Friday as well. So you're getting two episodes a week of the Rap Soul Podcast. If you're on YouTube, thank you for watching. We appreciate it. Download, subscribe, share this podcast with a friend who loves music as much as you do. If you're on Cash App, you can hit us up and support the channel, $TWELVEKYLE. Also, we're on social media, Rap Soul Podcast. You can hit me up, 12 Kyle, across the board. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the best music podcast that you've heard because you just heard it. Once again, I am out of here. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch you guys next time. 5 G's. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.